You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Ba'aloyscha, Tavshirayim. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us something fascinating. The Gemara tells us, we know, we grew up with the knowledge that the number of chumashim that we have is chamisha. We said every Leah Seder. It says we have chamisha miyodea, chamisha chum shetera. That's what it is. But the Gemara in Shabbos that Ketet Zayin brings, Oma, the Gemara brings a machlokes l'maisa. The Gemara says, "Kemana az adam shmul banachon oyin son chotzvo amudei yoshiva." You have seven amudim. Elu shiva sifrei Torah. There's seven sifrei Torah. So the Gemara keman kerebi. What is the Rebbe? Because the Rebbe, the Gemara brought before. There's which we'll get to in a second. There's chamisha chumashim. The Gemara says, "There's shiva chumashim." I'm sorry. There's shiva chumashim. It's not chamisha, it's shiva. There's seven. That's according to Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? Rebbe said, speaking about our parsha. In our parsha, it says, you have the parsha of Vehi bin Tzoya Oren. That it says in the beginning, after we went ahead and finished counting on Amisrael, put everybody on the Mishmeres and the Masoyim and the Golim, and everybody's where they are supposed to be. And you have the Chatzoytris, and you have the first Maso. After all that, it says, right, that's what we have over there. Where it says, Pashas also simonis min malamat. You have a nun in the beginning and the end to the opposite direction. We have Yoimer. Why? Because it's sefer choshev hu b'fnei atzmo. It's his own sefer. That was sefer Torah called the sefer Torah of Pashas v'ibit Tzaharin. First of all, why is it Sefer Torah? What's the idea? The second thing is, how does this fit with what we know? They have Chamisha Chum Shetar. The Rabbeinu Bechaye brings in Kala Kamach that in the future, this small Tupsukim is going to turn to be a huge Sefer Torah. Just now it's very small. So Ramosh should be always asking it. He says, we know the Torah is not going to be so big. There's no change to that Torah. So what do you mean this Torah is going to be so big? Finally, I have to understand, why is it over here? And the Gemara goes on and says, what's the man d'omer that argues in Rebbe? There's a machlokes Rebbe, who's the man d'omer that argues? Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says that what? Shimon Gamliel, I see the parasha zu shetiokek mikan v'tikosav imkoimo. The parasha doesn't belong over here, it belongs somewhere else. V'lama kosokans, why is it written over here? K'dilav sigmen peronis rishonim l'peronis shniyo. To stop between the peronis over here, which we'll get to in a second. The Gemara says, so where really this parasha belongs to? It belongs to in the beginning of the Chumash. Chumash Bamidbar, when we speak about the Golim, Parashas Bamidbar, where we speak where Am Yisrael is around the Mishkan, that's where you belong this parasha of Parashas Vayim and Tzaharin. And that's where we live the arguments of Rebbe. First of all, why belongs over here more than there? What does it mean we moved it? We moved it from here to here because here we have Peronius. So what's the point? Even according to Rebbe that holds at the Sefer Fnei Atzmoi, what shot that here we're cutting up the Sefer? According to Rebbe, we have seven Sefer Torah. And this is the right place of the Sefer Torah. We have Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Shmois, Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Bamidbar until the middle of Parshas Baal Hescha, Parshas Vayim Mitzahirin, Sefer Bamidbar for the middle, for the end, the second part of Parshas Baal Hescha, and Sefer Dvarim. Why here is the division between the Sefer, here is where that middle comes, middle of what we call Chumash Bamidbar, and right here you stop one Sefer, start another Sefer, you have a middle Sefer. What's the idea of this Parshas Baal Hescha? Where it belongs over here? What's the connection over here? So to explain that, hopefully we'll be able to answer all the questions in the little time that we have, I just want to, so we'll speak about two inyonim that connect to each other. Number one is the idea of Parshas Vayhi B'Tzaharin. We have this Parshas Vayhi B'Tzaharin Vayhi Moshe. What is this Parsha coming to tell us? Now, we know, Rabbi Shapiro always brings this, that the Iker Hashroas HaShechina in Am Yisrael comes through the Mishkan and comes through Beis HaMikdash. V'asuli Mishkan V'shechanti M'Soicham You have Ashuras HaShechina through Beis Hamikdash, through the Mishkan. That's where the actual Shechina comes. It's right over there. That's through the Ashuras HaShechina. It's brought down more, furthermore, that the Iker Midah that we reveal in Beis Hamikdash, the main one, is the main one that's called Noira. Noira. Noira means awesome. It means scary. The Midah that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals in Beis Hamikdash is the fact that there's a Moira that comes out of Beis Hamikdash. That's the Lashon HaPasuk that we say every day. Noira Lekim Mimikdash Echa. The Noira comes from Beis Hamikdash. Noira Lekim Mimikdash Echa. The Gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, in a way that we can, so to speak, relate to it with our vision, we can actually go ahead and see the Ashuras HaShechina to a certain extent, feel it, see it, that is the idea of Neuro. Neuro means it's a scary thing. We can't really actually, in a deeper sense, it's brought down in different Sfarim. What's the idea that's called Neuro? Because Neuro is things are scary, things that you can't really associate with it completely. But it's there. Something's completely not here, you're not scared of. Something that it's here, but it's your buddy, you're not scared of. Something which is here, but not really here, that's something which could be scary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he reveals himself in the world through Beis Hamikdash, he's here, but he's not really here. You can't really actually have an association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the world. So therefore, that's the idea of Neuro, which is revealed in Beis Hamikdash. What the Arizal tells us is that the Ikar Gilui of this Midah of Neuro that comes in Beis Hamikdash comes to the main part of Beis Hamikdash, as the Ramban explains in Begin of Pashas Truma, which is, what is the Ikar Beis Hamikdash? The main part of Beis Hamikdash is the Aron. The Aron is Beis Hamikdash. And this makes a lot of sense. Aron, the Gemara tells us, Eino min amida. When you go ahead and you measure Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, you take a measurement tape, and you count how many feet you have there, the Aron does not take any space. How is that possible? The Aron has a measurement. How can it be not taking any space? Because the Aron connects to Kevyochel, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, connects to a world which has no concept of time or space. So therefore, anyone I mean, that other place, the Gemara tells us that Yeshua put all Am Yisrael between Shnei Badi Aron. The entire millions of people Am Yisrael were able to stand between the two Badi Aron, which is one Am in between. How's that, Shaykh? I'm half. The Aron is where Ashuras HaShechina comes from. And the Aron is a clear that we made where you have a Gilui of, through there, you have a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's not, doesn't have the concepts of this world. And that's what it says in the end of last week's parasha. The Torah tells you that where does Moshe Rabbeinu speak to the Shechina? The last pasuk of the parasha. Ubevoy Moshe lo el moye dabe yidish vas hakol midabe elav me'al hakapoyres asher al oren al edus yibin shnei akor. That's where it comes from. The voice, the connection, the Shaykh is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, through comes the Aron, and the Aron is the Gilui Ika Beis Hamikdash. But the result, that's the way the Rishayim tells. The result is Megale, is that Aron is the word Noira, which is backwards, right? If you write Noira, instead of reading Noira from right to left, right from left to right, that's Aron. Nun Vav Resh Aleph, Aleph Resh Vav Nun. That's Noira and Aron. As Moshe Shapiro always explains, the idea is that whenever you have, which is really brought down in Sfarim before, the Kabbalists speak about it in length, whenever you have, when a person gives somebody else a kli, a chayfetz, or whatever it is, so if I'm giving you a pen and I'm holding the top of the pen, you're getting the bottom of the pen. And if I'm holding the bottom of the pen, you're getting the top of the pen. Always the receiver is getting the other side of what's being given over here, right? So, that, by the way, that's what Ramesh explained in the trip now, the idea of Atbash. That the Atbash is, what's the whole idea of Atbash? That we replace the Aleph with a Tuf and the base with a Shin, is because from Kivyoch, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you start from the beginning of the Aleph base, and from us, we start from the end, so it's replaceable. The first one over there is the last one over here. Second one over here is the last, right? It's corresponding, whatever is beginning here comes to the receiver from the other direction. When we have an Aron that we built, from our point of view, it's an Aron. From Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Noira. That same Aaron from us comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to us with the idea of Neira. Neira Elokim Mikdashecho, the Midas Neira is with Gal Beis Hamikdash. The big problem is, big kusha that has to come up is that Gevaldik when you have Beis Hamikdash. But what happens when you don't have Beis Hamikdash? Where is the Midas Neira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being revealed? Where is it? So we have the very famous Gemara on Maseches Yuma. The Gemara on Yuma tells us that really that was the question that the Nevi'im had. And the Gemara says, just going to read the part that belongs to us. The Gemara tells us that they brought back what happened, what we said before. Why? We, as we say every day, says the Gemara that the Nevi'im took out Gibor v'Noira. Why? So we'll focus on Noira right now. Also, Yirmir v'Amay Nochem Mekarkim Beicheloi Ayen Neroisov. Says the Noira, as we just learned, what's the Noira? Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is where Kadosh Baruch Hu is scary. That's where the gilui of the scariness, of the awesomeness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nochem Mekarkim Beicheloi. You have Goyim playing around in the Beis Hamikdash. Where is this? Where is this? He's scary. It's not scary. That's the Shiloh that Yirmiyah had. So what did he say? He stopped saying Noira. He removed the word Noira. One can ask, what, because you don't like the word, you don't feel good or bad, you take it out? I mean, if we want, you know, if you just erase what you want for the tefillah, chas v'shalom. A novi like Yirmiyah obviously has reason. Pshat is, Yirmiyah understood that right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not revealing that midah. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reveal a midah, you don't speak about it. The same way, we don't say in the middle of the summer, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu does have wind and rain, so why can't you praise Kadosh Baruch Hu? Tell him, you know, you bring rain. I'm not asking for rain, but you are the one who brings rain. You don't praise Kadosh Baruch Hu for something we can't relate to, we can't see, we can't actually. Right now, there's no rain, so we don't praise. We don't praise Kadosh Baruch Hu for me. There's no rain if we can't see it. Came and shekinesek don and said, "Also yivomru adarabo." Let's skip a year. You know, eluim neroiso. He is scary. Why is he scary? Shil melem arosha kadosh baruch hu he'ach u'ma'aches yichol liskayim bein umos. How is it possible that one nation can survive amongst shivim ze'ivim? That's the notion of the medrash. How can it be that Am Yisrael survives among the umos? They want to kill us. They hate us. What is so difficult throughout all the golus? What is so difficult for the umos to go ahead and just wipe Am Yisrael out? Why? What's stopping them? It's really a question that many philosophers had. What's why? I mean, you hate, just kill them and kill them. So today, seems you have protection, the world is more humane. Okay, but what happened throughout 2,000 years of Golos? Why was it so difficult? Why the grain did not go ahead and just wipe out Am Yisrael? So answers the Gemara, that's because Noira. Something is scary. There is the Noira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where Am Yisrael is. My father always mentions on this Gemara, there's only twice in history that there was a decision to wipe out the Eden completely. Only twice. Once was by Haman, and the second time was by Hitler. Haman, we know, was a Moloch. And Hitler, many Mekubalim say that he was a Moloch, or at least he was acted like a Moloch, whatever that means. And a Moloch, it says, V'lo yore Elohim. A Moloch is not afraid of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he doesn't have the Neira that's revealed through Am Yisrael. But the rest of Umas do. The reason why all the other Umas never had that decision, Neira. So Chazal come and teach us. You think the Midas Neira comes only through Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Beis HaMikdash, you don't have it. You should know. No, the Midas Neira is revealed for Am Yisrael even when you don't have Beis HaMikdash. And that's what really, what it's known. It's not a Chazal. People think it's a Chazal, but Pasha's not a Chazal. It's a later source. Many different sources bring it, but it's related sources, probably one of the Achronim, that says, V'shochanti b'soichom, asuli migdash v'shochanti b'soichom, b'soichoy loy ne'emar ela b'soichom. It didn't say I'm going to be shochan in Beis HaMikdash. It says b'soichom, in the heart of each one of Am Yisrael. That's not a medrash, that's not a chazal, it's a later Achron that said it, but that's the void that Chazal telling us over here. Am Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself through here. Vahi Pashas Vahi Bitzar Aroin is a revelation that the Aroin is the Gilui Neira Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Vehim Min Tzaron includes in it all the Oron, wherever he is. The whole Masoyas of the Oron. Vehim Min Tzaron, Oron, wherever the Oron is, Noiseya. Where's the Oron Noiseya? When you don't have the actual Oron, you have Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is a Gilui of the Noira that reveals by the Oron. So that's what Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us in Kana Kebach. La'osid Lovay, this two psukim is going to be a humongous sefer. Because this sefer is going to be, Vehim Min Tzaron will include in it the entire history of Am Yisrael, and how in every moment important in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there with us, and the Midas Neir was revealed through us. That's what the Vehim Min Tzaron includes. Because the Vehim Min Tzaron is the Mahalach of Am Yisrael wherever they are. And wherever Am Yisrael is, you have Vehim Min Tzaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mizgala through us. That's what Vehim Min Tzaron is all about. And that's what Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us, that La'asit Lovay is going to be Mizgala Big Yudai God. Okay? So Givaldik, that's Vehim Min Tzaron. And that gives a little bit of a touch of, okay, so now why it's Chumash for the Atzmai? Because that's what Rabbi Bechaya is referring to. This is a tremendous sefer on its own. This includes in it all the Masoros of the Oron. It's not only what we're having now in the Midbar, and the Mitzvah Shmuel is giving to us, it's the entire history of Am Yisrael. So it's Tefes Mokam Le'atzmai. That's in a partial way. But the Shaila is, okay, what is it doing right over here? So the Gemara Gel comes and tells us a little bit of a pshat. It says, we're starting here Puronus of Am Yisrael. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's where we moved it over here. According to Rabbi, we're not moving, that's where it belongs to, but it's a chuj of the after that's over here. The Puronus of Am Yisrael over here is a problem, and that's where it belongs over here. And here I want to come and explain something which I think was Chadish a few years ago, and I think it's Emes, and I think later I found there. So that speaks in the same lines. And I think this comes a very gishmak. What is the Puronus that comes in right away? It says the Puronus, beginning of Misoyinim, which we'll leave in a second, but right after Misoyinim, it says, without a half second, it's in the same parasha, V'asafsuva shebekivu yistavu taiva. They want basar. Am Yisrael goes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, we want meat. Meat! So Moshe Rabbeinu goes in and says, he goes crazy. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are you doing, Kadosh Baruch Hu? Why are you giving me lasumas masa kol ha'omer zeh alai? What am I supposed to do? He says, Loi ochal anoichi levadi laseis es kol ha'omer zeh. I can't carry Am Yisrael, I can't, it's too much for me. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. I'm going to put nevuah on Shirim Skenim. They put nevuah on Shirim Skenim, and they are the one, and they take nevuah. Somehow, how does that help? It's not so clear. And then there's two people stay. Eldad u'meidod mistam ha'machaneh. And one of them is Tabim, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machis. That's what's going on in this case. This whole parasha doesn't make any sense. First of all, question number one, and the strongest question is, Moshe Rabbeinu says it's too heavy for him? Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who stood as a proclet, as a lawyer to Am Yisrael in every step of the way. When they went ahead and hit the Hagen, when they went ahead and went to the Chet Meragli, whenever Am Yisrael did anything wrong, and all the Messiahs and the Kirach and Adosa, and everything that happened, Kadosh Baruch Hu stood and down to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help Am Yisrael. Hear what happened. Am Yisrael said, I want some meat. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't. I can't. That's what he's saying.
It's easier to deal with the Rabbanu Sholem than the Jewish people, obviously.
What?
It's easier to deal with the Rabbanu Sholem than the Jewish people.
No, but he's saying, when Am Yisrael is doing something wrong, he's going to take care of them. Comes the Bosser, he can't take care of it. What's going on? What's that? Right? And then the elder who made him his daya machane comes after this, like his association with this pasha, and they say, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machris. Moshe Meis, one second. Moshe, what do you mean, Moshe Meis? Why is Moshe Meis? Moshe is not going to be decided to die only until later. Ched Mei Meriva. What is over here being Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machris? Now? And if we're Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machris. But the Chor of the Pshat is like this. We know, Chazal tell us, and the Zohar, a big Yisoid, that the Iker reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael is not because Ched Mei Meriva. Ched Mei Meriva was more of an excuse. It's a different sugya. I'm not going to get to it right now, how we associate with what actually happened. Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael, tell us Chazal, because Moshe Rabbeinu pnei chamo and Am Yisrael pnei levona. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is the sun. It's like the sun. The mashal over here refers to the sun refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol. Moshe Rabbeinu reflects completely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechinah medaberes toch koinah. There's no separation. Moshe Rabbeinu is completely mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Mishnah Chachma says, the Moshe Rabbeinu came to that level, that he didn't have bechira, he had free will. He gave up his free will for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But obviously, going in with Yeshua's Pnei Levana. Levana is not a complete reflection, not a complete connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's some connection, but not fully. So the Mefarshim should go on and say, Moshe Rabbeinu is so connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu at such a high level that he didn't belong to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael went down to a lower level. They're now in Hester. They're now in a place where it's dark, where they can't see Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, and that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't belong there. Furthermore, tells the Megala Mukis, big Yisrael, says the Megala Mukis, if Moshe Rabbeinu would come with Am Yisrael, he would cause Am Yisrael not to go to Golos. Why? Because when you're such a high level, you don't go to Golos. Am Yisrael needs to be a little further away to be able to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. If Am Yisrael would stay in it, would Moshe Rabbeinu be there, he would cause, they wouldn't go to Golos. Wouldn't go to Golos would be the worst thing for Am Yisrael, as Chazal does. For Neshantim, if they wouldn't be, if they would stay in Eretz Yisrael too long, they would be Chaz Yisrael and Neshantim. Would be the worst thing for Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't fit in Eretz Yisrael because he is so high and elevated, while Am Yisrael are in a lower level. In a lower level. Moshe Rabbeinu brought himself to a place of, as we said, what we mentioned here a few weeks ago, for 40 days he doesn't need food. His sustenance is Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Torah. He's learning Torah. Am Yisrael are not on that level. Am Yisrael are on a lower level. And because of this connection, Moshe Rabbeinu can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Hi, what about Chen Mei Merivo? So this is not the subject of the day, but just mentioned in two words is the Medrash that tells the Medrash Tanchuma, Noyo Ba'alilo, Ba'alilo Ba'asoleinu. Sometimes the Kishbol Kivyochol has a master plan and he finds an excuse how to bring this plan to fruition. He, Kivyochol, he found something in Moshe Rabbeinu that tells him he can't go down. So that wasn't the real reason. If it wouldn't be for the fact that Abisol did not deserve Moshe Rabbeinu, so they were not on the same level, they would, Akash Baruch Hu would arrange Kivyokov for Moshe Rabbeinu to go there. So, and Be'ez Hashem, when we get to later to Chen Mei Merivo, we'll go back to the sugya to explain more about this idea, Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Moshe Rabbeinu could not go into Yitzhak because they were completely separated. Moshe Rabbeinu is so high there, Am Yisrael low, he doesn't belong to Yitzhak. Where does the separation of Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael start? Where does it begin? We know that, so the first stage, obviously, is Chet Ha'egel. Chet Ha'egel is what Am Yisrael came down from the mountain, and they did Chet Ha'egel, that was the first separation. But that was still fixable. They could fix it. How do we know it could fix it? Because it says that if Moshe Rabbeinu would go into Eretz Yisrael, I mean, Am Yisrael did not go into the middle of the Eretz Yisrael when only in Chet Ha'egel, Chet Ha'miracle. It says if they would go into Eretz Yisrael, so then they would also be zoiche to get to the aliyah they need to get to. The tikkun of Chet Ha'egel will be done through that. That was brought down, again, not the sugi right all today. So Am Yisrael did Chet Ha'egel, but they still were able somehow to rectify it later. Where was that separation that Moshe and Am Yisrael have? That comes on in this Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar begins where Am Yisrael are surrounding the mission. The Dgolim, as Rabbeinu Bechaya brings, they're talking about the Dgolim connected to the Malachim. We're basically like the Malachim around Moshe Rabbeinu, around the Mishkan. And as we spoke about, a few weeks ago, Sefer Vayikra is when you're Vamish the Avodah of the Mishkan. So you learn the Avodah of the Mishkan, Vayikra. You have a Midrash Am Yisrael completed and surrounded, and this is Am Yisrael B'Shlemusoy, around the Mishkan, about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then right here in this parasha, things start to go south. And it starts with the V'yisul Mi'ar Hashem, you have Mis'oininim, which is the separate parasha, you have here the Taiva, then you get to Parshas Miriam, then you get to Miraglim, then you get to go on through almost every parasha. Then you have Koyrach, then you have Chet Merivo, then you have the Chet of Pincha, the Bilum of Pinchas came to a stop. Chet after Chet after Chet, Yerida after Yerida after Yerida, and that's where Am Yisrael are separating from that connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's ultimately what's going on. The ultimate thing that comes to Sefer Midbar is Chet Miraglim, where the Am Yisrael decided not to go into Eretz Yisrael. And that's when everything is being decided. So, but throughout Sefer Bamidbar, starting from this parasha, is where the separation begins. There is a... Moshe Rabbeinu is so high, Am Yisrael are not in the same level. They're starting to disconnect. The first one, almost the first one, that starts in this parasha, is the chait of Kivros HaTaivim. Misavim. What did Am Yisrael want? They wanted basar. They wanted meat. When Am Yisrael went ahead and did the chait ha'egel, as all the Rishonim go on and explain, they had a cheshbon. The cheshbon was wrong. Is it with the Zara? But they did it l'shem shemayim, in their mind. They did it to have a maning. They were looking for a lekus. They were looking for maybe a lehus, the Erev Rab. They went ahead and did something wrong by looking for the wrong God. That's what happened over there. Every one of the chatoyim that Moshe Rabbeinu tried to hold on Am Yisrael, they had a good kavana. Even the miraglim, the Baltaina goes on to explain how they had a kavana, they had a cheshbon. Here is the one time that Am Yisrael going ahead, and they're not asking for ruchnis. They're not asking for spirituality in the wrong way. They're only asking for kashmir. They say, I want to eat meat. Let me enjoy the meat. They scream over here, we remember Mitzrayim. We had the avatichim. We had the whatever, oh, the watermelon, the melons. We had all these big, great fruits and food. I don't have what to eat right now. I want to enjoy the world. I want to enjoy Olam Hazeh. This is a direct contradiction to what Moshe Rabbeinu represents. Moshe Rabbeinu is cool like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is separate from the Isha, from his wife. And his whole idea, right, as says in this week's Pasha in the end, the whole idea, as we brought down Nefesh HaChaim, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was so ruchni, he didn't have any more shaykhs to a wife, like Miriam and Aaron had, because they didn't get to that level. So Moshe Rabbeinu is such a high level, he can't stand, he can't carry an Am, a nation, that are saying, I need Basar. You need Basar? That's not my nation. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you're doing a mistake in ruchnis, a terrible mistake of a Dezara, I will protect you. I'll go down into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chedem Raglim, you're doing mistakes, you're doing a virus, you're doing Merida, I'll try to protect you. But you become Kashmi. You want to just enjoy this world? That's not for me. Lo Yuchal Levadi, says Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't. Here is where this separation begins. Here is where Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael are separating. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ruchni, he can't go to Eretz Yisrael. That's why over here, Elda Dumeidon Mistabi Mamachne. And they're saying right now, right over here, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machis. Moshe is not going to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Hindu Chede Meriva, Shiloh. How he's going to come in later. Right now was basically, that was already Am Yisrael started the path of, if we're continuing this path, Moshe Rabbeinu Meis. Moshe can't come in with us. We're so low, we're so Gashmi. We want Basar, that's where you have the separation of Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael. And it starts over here. This is exactly why El Lameh Mistayim Machaneh, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't stand. I can't look Yuchal Levadi. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, give Shivus Kenim, which is a separate, starting to, you know, delegate the Ruchnius of Moshe Rabbeinu to regular people.
You know, the coincidence in the names of Moshe's half-brothers, El Dad and May Dad, two Dadim.
Yeah.
He said, I could be a nursemaid, can I suckle? The task for him was to take on that onerous task to make himself Gashmi. And then Eldad and Maid said, if you won't be suckle, if you won't give up your dadim, if you won't give suckle, then you can't take
it. Then you can't do it. That was what Eldad said. And here, and that's where we go back to where Pasha Levim and Sarah is right over here. It's right before this. I mean, the same Pasha, the next one, we saw him saying him, the next one. Here's Vahim and Sarah. Because right now, basically, is where we are starting to declare our faith, our Avam Yisrael, but we're going to go to Golos. Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming in. We're at a different level. Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming in, not because Moshe Rabbeinu right now, the chet didn't start yet. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming in because we don't deserve Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu will come in, actually will just disturb us to fix ourselves. We are going to go to Golos now. We're not going to have Beis HaMikdash. Here is where it's starting. And right over here, it says, Vayim Bintzor HaOren, Vayim Moshe. Here is the Kishbuk telling you, wherever the Oren goes, the Snare is always going to be there. You're going to go to Golos, I'm still going to be there. Says the Gemara, according to Shir Gavliel, this Pasha is not a Sefer V'Yatzmah. It belongs to the Mishkan. It belongs to where Am Yisrael is surrounding the Mishkan. That's where it belongs. That there is the right where how Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to us. But it's brought over here because now the Hafsid and Peronis, the Peronis, we're starting here Peronis years. We're starting here trouble. We're starting here the descent of Am Yisrael to go down from the high level of around the Mishkan to get the goals. This is where the beginning. This is the shayrish of everything's going to happen. So right now over here, maybe it's all right, I'm moving it here. Rebbe says the same that way. It's not belongs somewhere else. But the reason the same answer is right over here, it's exactly to divide the two parts of the same Midbar. The beginning of the same Midbar, Am Yisrael b'ma'alosei. Am Yisrael in his highest level, surrounding the Mishkan. The second part of the Midbar is the fall of Am Yisrael. How they're falling down from this highest level to get to a place of Golos, place that they're disconnected, to a safer Dvarim where we don't even hear what Shmuel talking. We only Moshe talk. We can't even connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's the two parts, and the middle is maybe it's sorry, I'm telling you, regardless which part you are, Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you. Regardless if we're in the higher level, and only Madlamala, and you have the Mishkan, and you have the Bisa Mikdash, or you're going to the lower level, you're going to where Am Yisrael and Golos, still, you have the idea that Henim Nari Yosef, Kodesh Baruch Hu is revealed through Am Yisrael. And what Moshe Rabbeinu always brings, of Isaac Asher used to say, if you read the same pasuk where it said, what you mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, Noyre Elokim Migdashecha, to me this Noyre is revealed through the base of Migdash. What's the next words? Who knows and oises has so much lam? Meaning, Noyre Elokim can be Migdashecha, or oises has much lam, the power of Am Yisrael. Either through Am Yisrael, by giving them power for them surviving, or through Migdashecha. It could be either or. That's what the parsha of Yimitzar tells us. Yimitzar is like Shmuel is with us the whole time. Either through the Beis Hamikdash, when we saw the Beis Hamikdash, first part of Sefer Midbar, or the first Chumash of Sefer Midbar, or when we're going to Golus, we have the Henim Nari Yosef, that Am Yisrael is surviving. Am Yisrael, wherever they are, because Shmuel is with us, that's the Oymek of Yimitzar, the middle Chumash, that wherever we are, we have that Chumash with us.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.com.